Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're finishing the subject called Excellence in Ministry, and we're doing part 7, which is the final part, and we're doing topic number 6, Spend Time Fasting. This, I believe, is also a very important subject to understand fasting, when we do it, why we do it, and how to do it, and not be led by traditions of men. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we read, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks to be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. The purpose of fasting is not to influence God into acting in our behalf. Abstaining from food does not impress him. Its purpose is to shut off the influence of the flesh to be tuned in to the spirit. Fasting helps us to receive from God what we need to receive from him, but does not push God into action. In other words, we can't use fasting as a tool to manipulate God to do something for us. The fasting is to shut off the influence of the flesh and to make our spirit come in tune with God's spirit to pick up what God wants to say to us. Whatever it is, establish it by faith and proclaim it before you enter into fasting. Expect to receive it. God will see in secret and you will receive openly. We see this in Matthew chapter 6, verses 17 to 18. Reading, Jesus says in verse 17, But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. Your Father sees in secret, and you will be rewarded openly. I now want to talk about the proper way to fast. 6 points. First point, decide the purpose of the fast before you begin. In other words, what you want from God or what needs to happen. Point 2, proclaim the fast before the Lord so that you will not be tempted to break it. Point 3, believe before you fast that you receive the reward promised by Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 18. You are not going to receive because you fast. You will receive because you believed in faith before you fasted. Fasting is an assistant to you receiving. Point 4. Minister to the Lord while you are fasting through praise and worship. Point 5. Minister to others during and after the fast as God leads you. And point 6, expect assistance from angels. We see this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. A spirit of excellence. Your decision to walk in excellence in ministry will depend on you having a spirit of excellence. Decide to do your best by faith and expect God to do his best in your behalf. Before I close this subject, let me go over once more the 6 steps to excellence in ministry. First step, dedication. This is your decision. Second step, singleness of purpose. Third step, follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Fourth step, strip away the things of this world. Fifth step, look to the Word of God day and night. Step 6, spend time fasting. These points will help you to create within yourself and your ministry a ministry of excellence. I hope these points that I've brought forward in this subject has helped you to understand excellence in ministry. God wants his ministers of the gospel to have excellence in ministry. Thank you for being with me through this subject, and God bless.